Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Appreciate you guys tuning in here, as always, into my seventh year. I've been running out of friends, but I found one that's been way in my distant past. Stand by. Superior Catfish, don't stand by there. There's Catfish, and there's Superior Catfish. Come on, it's born and raised in Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. We're celebrating music like I love to do today. This is where I met today's guest on Mississippi Hallowed Soul back in the days when we were basically kids, I guess you could say, or just becoming young adults. So let's get to that right now. Today, it's a major, major blast from my past. And I think it was, like I said, back maybe in the end of my college year, my second senior year. Sorry about that. We were doing some shows with this very cool band called the Delta Rebels. And that band had the greatest guitar player I'd ever seen, felt, or heard. And as I got to know him, I realized, man, he's even a better human being. He was just golden, really good guy. We're talking to this world-class guitarist, singer, songwriter, and co-founder of the very cool rock band hit-making Brother Kane, by the way, which garnered 3 number one singles on rock radio, Got No Shame, and Fool Shine On, and I Lie in the Bed I Make. Fool Shines On, if I'm not mistaken, was in the Michael Myers, the Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers. And I could be wrong, but I'll check in a minute. He's also been the guitar man for Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, Black Star Riders, in the studio, on the road with them, and now is the current lead guitar player for Lynyrd Skynyrd. What else can I say? He's released several solo albums. His songs have been recorded by Stevie Nicks, Carlos Santana. I saw his name pop up on a Monday After the Masters Hootie and the Blowfish invite for the ones that's going to be jamming on stage, like always, in Myrtle Beach for their charity event. And I said, that has to be him. It can only be one incredibly talented. So let's get to it right now with Damon Johnson. Hello, Damon.
Wow. What an intro, brother. Oh, my gosh.
What's happening?
That's not possible. That's not possible. Steve Azar, it has been a hot minute since I've spoken to you, buddy.
Crazy. It's crazy looking at you. We're sitting here trying to decide, had we seen each other since 1989? And we have not. We've talked when you did the country thing, when you did your record. What band was that? Whiskey Falls.
Yeah, that was back in 2007.
We did
that for a couple of years. We gave that a lot of focus and worked hard. And I remember you and I crossed paths via some radio stuff. And yeah, totally, man. It's just,
I was touring Bob Seger on that whole Face the Promise tour then. And I think that's when I talked to you somewhere.
Yes, that's exactly it, man. Because it's been so long ago, Steve, but I just remember I was way up your skirt about, oh my God, you're playing with Bob Seger, bro. That's
that was fun, man.
That is any songwriter's dream, is just be in the same room with that guy. That's amazing.
That was a long run. We had 50 shows together. He was very, very cool to me. We'd start doing Detroit shows. He'd show up with his family. Got to see him, got to be with him for so much that we became friends. And Jim Moose Brown, who plays like their utility guy, I don't know if you know Moose. He wrote 5 o'clock somewhere, but he's been recording with Bob for the last couple decades and a great musician. He'd jump on our bus and we'd take him back home to Nashville at times because he was Bob was flying in and out a day on, a day off. And sometimes we'd be just close enough to Nashville, we'd go kiss the family and then race back, you know, just in time.
That's awesome.
Bob was flying private and we're in our buses. All right, we got to, first of all, you're with Lynyrd Skynyrd. This cracks me up because you think about a small world in the music business. For a little while, Mark Mateka, Sparky, was playing with me. He was in my band.
What?
And he actually played his last gig with me on Delta Soul. And the next thing you know, the next week, he's with Lynyrd Skynyrd. So he joined them a long time ago. You have been how long on stage? And I'm sitting here trying to imagine the two of you guys together. Has to be insane.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, Steve, let me just say this. I appreciate you doing such a good job of kind of weeding through all this because there's a lot to cover. And you and I, it's that 6 degrees of separation. It's like, what's the Kevin Bacon thing? It's like Steve Azar is the Mississippi version of Kevin Bacon, where everybody's connected to Steve Azar one way or another.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, man, listen, first of all, Sparky, Mark Mateka, might be the single most vicious guitar player I've ever heard in my life. I mean, obviously, he's been playing with Skynyrd for, I think this is his 18th year. 2006 is when he started with Skynyrd. So, but man, he can play anything, and his resume is impeccable. And, you know, it's a thrill for me. I still haven't really found the composite description, Steve, when people say, hey, man, you're from Alabama. You grew up on this music. What's it like being in Lynyrd Skynyrd? It's still difficult for me to answer that properly, you know, without sounding like some starry-eyed, nerdy fan.
Because we are. And we
because
are,
we
too.
Are.
Right, right, because right, right. Are. The surreal part is getting to do to be there. But, Damon, you're talking about him being vicious. I have still not met anybody that knocked me out like you did. I was managed by Fleetwood Mac's managers for a while, and I got to spend close sort of time watching Lindsey Buckingham. And I remember going like, you know what? I told my wife that night, I said, you know, I haven't felt this way since Damon Johnson, out of nowhere. This is where you came. No, because I'm telling you, in our lifetime, you run across things that, you know, that, but I got to ask you growing up, what the heck were you doing? Because how much time did you put in to this? Because you were phenomenal and already seasoned and understood what the song needed as a guitar player at a very young age. So what? Take me back to those wonder years and how you developed so quickly.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Steve. That's very gracious of you. I grew up in the most rural of small Alabama towns called Geraldine. Geraldine was just south of Fort Payne, where the country band Alabama was from. I mean, there was just nothing to do. You know, I love sports. I still love sports to this day. But, man, there wasn't enough of me to be a football player or even a basketball player. I was tall and lanky, but I leaned toward the music. My dad played a little bit of guitar. My mom sang in church. They both still are music obsessed. And so I was just around it. I fell in love with the rock and roll with my buddies in school at that peak age of 13, 14, everything you can imagine, Kiss, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Thin Lizzy, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all of that. And I think, Steve, for me, the guitar it was just something to do. It just consumed me. I didn't have any other distractions besides, you know, my girlfriend and school, you know, like in high school. So, and then the big thing that happened for me, Steve, is that I realized quickly that the better I got at guitar, it's almost like the higher my social status rose in my high school, because I was sort of just a nerd, I made good grades in school and played trombone in a marching band. I wasn't cool. I was nice and all that and friendly, whatever. But dude, when I showed up one day with that knockoff Les Paul copy and played the solo to Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, all of a sudden, man, everybody's talking about Damon. And that just, bro, my ego started feeling it and like, wow. So all it made me do, Steve, was go home and and practice that much more. Yeah.
How old were you then? 10th grade?
Yeah, 10th grade, 11th grade is when it really kicked off, because it was like a talent show. And I put a little band together with some people there, some friends there. And, you know, in that little tiny town, there were other little towns around it. There was a band up close to Fort Payne, older, about 4 or 5 years older than me. All these guys, somehow they heard about me and they said, "Hey, man, we want you to come and play with us." Mm-hmm. And those guys were playing a few proper gigs, Steve, you know,
a proper club
or a VFW or a Moose Lodge or something like that.
I love it.
So to get, now I'm starting to get validation from older experienced players, some I knew about and had looked up to. So that was pretty much essential.
Right. We were talking to Damon Johnson, phenomenal guitar player, one of the greatest guitar players on earth. And I can promise you that, top five on earth. I just said it. Speaking of number one on earth, it's Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, homegrown in Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. We're the birthplace of America's music. Talking to an Alabama man. We'll be right back.
To wrestling around with my little boy, singing a lullaby with my baby girl. Well, I'm all packed up and I pray you still need me. Oh, I know it's late, please pick up the phone, 'cause your soldier's finally coming home. Yeah. Oh. Your soldier's finally coming home.
Roger's dad.
Water.
I'm wondering if my pal Damon Johnson says, what happened to Steve Azar that he's actually got a radio show and he's starting to sound like a radio guy? Do I sound like a radio guy?
Listen to me, Steve.
No.
You are crushing it, brother. You were absolutely born to be on stage and to be singing songs and writing songs and all that. But this is something else. Clearly, you were born to do.
That's funny. Well, speaking of born to do, if I don't give a shout out to my pals at Superior Catfish, which you should try, by the way, go to SuperiorCatfish.com. I've got Damon Johnson on the line, and visit Mississippi.org. Man, he knows music. We celebrate music. And, Mississippi, Alabama, man, there's some major stuff that's happened in our world of music. Go to Muscle Shoals. Damon is so special. And he's obviously spent time with Alice Cooper. I want to talk about that real quick. I just got asked to do an album, a children's album called Rock for Children. And one of my songs is going to be the single off of this new album. So it's Alice's record. I mean, Alice is sort of the poster of it, right?
Yeah.
Lead singer Judas Priest. He's doing
Rob Halford.
Rob's on it. I can't remember who else. But it's coming out, and so I'm flattered and honored. Did you ever spend any time on the golf course with Alice in your playing days? You know he loves it.
Steve, listen. Come on. Listen, I had the pleasure of being the guitar player in Alice's band for 5 years. Each of those 5 years, we did about 100 tour dates. If we did 100 tour dates, I'm not exaggerating, we played 100 rounds of golf, and I'm including, you know, because we would play on show days.
Yeah,
we absolutely played on days off. Golf. People that know Coop and have read his story, they know that golf has been essential to his sobriety. You know, Alice got sober way back in the early '80s and took up golf, Steve, and that guy wakes up every day. He's going to the golf course. And by the time I landed in his band, he was already a Callaway ambassador. So he was getting all the clubs, all the golf clubs. We would go to a town. No, I'm not joking about this, Steve. We would get a tour itinerary and then we would get a golf itinerary.
We did the same thing. I played my steel player and my piano player, and they could hit it barely past their shadow, and I let them team up. And then they would always try to work. I'd give them 7-8 shots. I was playing really good back then. And so we would, everything was around golf. I made them go with me. And so it was the same thing. I mean, and Alice and I met doing the Bob Hope together.
Wow.
We used to do the Bob Hope a lot and all that. But before they got rid of that whole format and that system, but Alice, man, he was always so friendly. I didn't speak that much to him. You're sitting there kind of looking at him, you know, going like, oh my God, it's Alice Cooper.
But
he was, I could tell he loved the game. All right. So Dick Wagner, right? Was it Dick? That's his name, right? He was before you, he was Alice's guitar player.
Dick Wagner and Steve Hunter were the guitar playing tandem that was, they were essential to Alice's, like when he broke up the original Alice Cooper band and he went solo. Steve, his very first solo record was Welcome to My Nightmare. That thing went like quadruple platinum.
Yeah.
Dick Wagner and Steve Hunter were the two guitar players.
Wow. So my first cuts that weren't mine were in Germany on an artist, and I co-wrote them with Dick Wagner.
What?
And
unbelievable.
Listen. We were at a point. This was 1993, maybe 92, maybe 92. I'm telling you right now, they actually made money, and they were in Germany. The band called The Hands on the Wheel, Tom Rippon. Anyway, long story short, it worked out. It made some money. And I remember, you know, every penny was like, oh my God, we just made $2,000 in Europe on a song, and our 6,000. And I was like, wow, but the point was we stretched money out a long way back in those days, you know, in 1990. So anyway, but small world, man.
Man, how amazing that you had that you got to interact with Dick, because honestly, man, Dick Wagner, he's played on so many great records. He's written so many great songs. Dude, his songwriting was essential to Alice's career, man, to his success. Those ballads like I Never Cry, Only Women Bleed, I think those are both Dick Wagner songs.
Wow, that's right. Yeah. Let me tell you, the thing about him is what helped me was I was fearful of the whole co-writing thing. I don't know how you've dealt with it along the way. And eventually I found my groove and found my people and realized you don't have to be come in there with all the fear. Oh my God, I have to be great. You know, you get over that, but you don't get over it in the beginning, and you're wanting to be good, you know? And he was so gracious to me, because I think he knew that I hadn't done the co-writing thing much. And I really think he was patient with me. And I'll always remember that, because there were some that weren't, you know, so you remember them too. But man, what a great man. All right, let's get to talking about Brother Kane. Where does it dream up? How does it happen? You guys, I remember loving you guys and didn't know it was you. And I'm going,
what?
Like, is that Damon? There's only one, like I emailed the other day, is this the Damon Johnson? The only one I know. So I was so fired up, but I didn't know how to contact you back then.
Wow, you know? Man. Well, again, Steve, you are saying so many incredibly complimentary things. At that time, you and I met, and I was in the Delta Rebels.
Yeah.
And you're so sweet to say what you have about my guitar playing.
Well, I mean it.
In that moment, I feel like I was having like a zenith, because I had shown up in Memphis. I went and auditioned for R.T. Scott's band. He's like, yeah, man, I want you in the band. What I didn't realize is that the other guitar player in the Delta Rebels at that time was Eddie Shaver.
You guys, it was insane.
Now, everything that you just so kindly and graciously said about me is word for word what I have said for 34 years now about Eddie Shaver.
Yeah.
He was the greatest guitar player I had ever heard. Listen, man, I showed up in Memphis with my, like a Charvel with a Floyd Rose on it. And I'm doing all the, twirly, whirly, razzle, dazzle, boom, 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 flashy, flashy, flashy. Eddie Shaver walked into that rehearsal, Steve. I knew who his daddy was, of course, Billy Joe Shaver, the legend from Texas. Man, I was like, well, I hope this guy's going to be okay playing rhythm guitar, because I'm playing all the leads. Steve Azar, listen to me. Eddie walked into that first rehearsal. He took out a beat up Stratocaster and a guitar cable, and he plugged it straight into that amp. He put his arm on the knobs and just dimed it wide open. And brother, he hit one note. He hit one note on that guitar, and it changed me.
Wow.
Like I literally went, oh, oh, oh.
Wow.
That,
come on.
That's how it's done. I have missed it. And thank you to the gods of the universe that I was humble enough even with my flaming ego at that time, to recognize, okay, man, you are being given a gift right now. You have a front row seat to hang out with this guy and pick his brain and learn from him. So to answer your question, how did Brother Kane start? So I went through that experience with R.T. Scott, his record deal, the ups and downs of that.
Yeah.
He made some poor decisions on some things. I was able to see all of this. I'm spending time with Eddie Shaver. Eddie said great things about me. That just, it gave me that much more confidence. Eddie's like, yeah, man, I can do all this Texas blues, but you're crushing all this other stuff. If you can blend all that together, Damon, that might be a good path for you. Well, that's what I committed to doing. So how ironic is it? All this flashy Van Halen, Randy Rhoads stuff that I've been so kind of focused on for a long time. When I left Memphis, dude, I was thinking Humble Pie, The Faces, Black Crows, Little Feet, you know, Allman Brothers, Skinner, Southern. I'm like, man, I'm from Alabama. Why do I think I need to
But
play
I
like
always that? Felt that when I saw you play. So I don't know when you must have been sort of, at least in the progression of it, you must have been at second base, because I'm going to tell you, I remember the Charvel and I remember whatever. I remember that guy, right? But I didn't hear exactly what you're saying there. I saw it way on the other side. I think that you were further developed. And I remember Eddie, of course, but I still, and I'm blown away by Eddie. You, come on, we all are. And so, but I think you were a lot further developed. You're also very competitive. I think that comes from sports. Let's take a quick break with my pal Damon Johnson, out right now with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he's done Brother Kane. You guys, so many great songs this man's written and recorded and played on, and the list goes on. He still looks like he did at 21 years old. We're actually the same age. Oh, we have a big birthday coming up. I think we're turning 40. I think that's right. Speaking of 40, go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown in Mississippi, and visit mississippi.org, a great way to celebrate your hallowed ground. We call Mississippi. We'll be right back.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first served. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Check, check one. Where's all my bio?
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
With my pal Damon Johnson, he is on the road and touring and in studio, whatever they do right now, with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he has, by way of Alice Cooper, by way of his hit band, Brother Kane, Thin Lizzy, you name it, this man has been on the road. He's had songs recorded by Stevie Nicks, Carlos Santana. You know, nobody knows who they are. Carlos Santana and Stevie Nicks. Who's that? Isn't that funny? I mean, come on. I mean, Damon Johnson is with me. SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. Please, homegrown in Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. That's why I get to have this show. Thank you, guys. All right, Damon. I just feel like looking at you. First of all, my bride, you met Gwen back in Thunderbirds in Vaden, Mississippi. She's still in there. She's there.
Oh my God.
She's in the other room.
Listen to me, Steve. Listen to this, brother. Your listeners, the story I'm about to tell is going to be their favorite story of this whole interview.
This is about you, man. Come on.
Well, this story is about your wife, Gwen, and you. We played that gig together that night, and I wanted to listen to you guys. So I'm looking for a place to sit and watch the show. and Gwen and maybe a family member or somebody, they had these folding chairs over on stage left. There's a reason I'll never forget this. And yes, your wife was beautiful and super kind and so sweet. Man, I sat down in the folding chair over there next to you. I'm watching your show, and I put my leg up on this, like a road case or something. And I'm just kind of I'm sat back in the chair with my leg up. Steve, dude, I can't believe you don't remember this already. You guys were rocking out so hard that the horn that sat on top of the PA stack vibrated off the top of this, and it fell on my leg.
The big tower of speakers back in the day.
Steve Azar, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I have a scar on my shin, on my right leg, that is still there to this day.
That is crazy.
I was sitting next to Gwen. On stage playing, and that thing fell on my leg. That is a true story.
That is insane. Some of my history is ingrained in part of your body.
No, like dude, you are literally a bad tattoo. Yeah, you are tattooed on me, bro, forever. You got to tell Gwen that.
She's going to crack up. All right, wait, I'm sorry. I apologize, by the way, for that. Second of all, that kills me. But you know, you look at you and me back then and what we became as we were on this road of finding ourselves, you know. I had some serious, you know, that's what was going on in my life at the time. That's what my band played like that. Could have had you in my band and it would have been a different song. You know what I mean? My songs I was writing, it was very dictated on how the guys, that's how they played. And that's what we became. And also that's what was going on. It took me a long time to be honest and find myself. But I think all of those roads to it, from the clothes I wore to the way I played to the way I wrote to everything, eventually it's just you're trying to make your way to the place, you know. Don't you agree,
Steve? That was poetically said, brother. That was beautifully said. And you and I were kindred spirits, I think, at that moment, at that time. And I just, again, man, I'll never forget the time that we spent together way back then. You had not only the love of music, the zest to get better and have more experiences and move forward. But brother, you had the work ethic. Don't discount how important you and me, our work ethics were to everything that came to us in the next decade, the next two decades, the next three decades. That is, you talk about Mississippi and Alabama. That's the greatest gift that our upbringings have given us, brother. We get up every day and we are swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
Every day. Listen, man, I'm grateful for my resume, Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, Skynyrd, all that stuff, man. Listen, it's the reason Johnny Van Zandt and Ricky Medlock called me. It's, dude, you don't think those guys know 500 guitar players?
Yeah, but I appreciate that.
That could have stepped into a hallowed position.
No, for
the legend.
Because there's not. There's not, Damon. No. I'm interrupting because I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate everything you said about that, but that's what I noticed in you. And that probably helped me as well. I do feel like there was a kindred spirit there because you and I were serious about what we were doing. And we were around some people. I noticed you knew it, and I knew it, that acted like they wanted to be serious. But I tell folks all the time, okay, if you want to be serious, I don't need to tell you to be serious. I mean, this was not a game to me, although it felt like playing a sport, you know, and I needed sports to help me. You talked about sports earlier. You and I realized there was going to be a wall there in front of us when we saw great athletes, respected it. But I do think losing a lot, understanding when you had your victories, why, all those things helped me survive all of this time it took, which it took me forever to get to finally start getting it right. Forever. I mean, I shouldn't be having this conversation with you. I shouldn't have been allowed to survive that long before hits. I should not have been. It doesn't make any sense on paper. I can tell you that.
Well, but you believed in yourself, Steve. You really did. And that inner flame was unwavering. Yeah. You'd bump your head, scuff up your knees and be disappointed or rejected or whatever, man. But when music is just so steeped into your DNA, there's, you're just not, it's not like you're going to get frustrated and give up. Yeah. There, that's the beauty. It's like if you're an artist or a sculptor or an author, not every story you write is gonna be a success, right. But you have the ideas, you have the vision. You just got to keep painting. You have to keep writing. You have to keep performing, dude. I just feel so grateful, buddy, that you and I have reconnected.
Oh, I mean, you're grateful for getting to do what you do.
No, I am grateful, dude. How insane is it that I'm a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd?
It's insane. But it is to you, and I understand where you're coming from. Yes,
right.
It's insane.
I've been saying it for 3 years. The circumstances around me being here are not ideal. In a perfect world, Gary Rossington would still be here.
Well, sure.
He would still be on this earth. But it's a whole other podcast for me to talk about the time I got to spend with Gary to get his encouragement. He remembered me from Brother Kane, because Brother Kane did about 40 shows with Skynyrd back in 93 and 94. So when Johnny and Ricky called him and said, "Hey, Gary, we've reached out to Damon Johnson from Brother Kane," you know, Ricky said, Gary goes, "Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that." He goes, "Damon's awesome." And he called me, you know, I mean, bro, this is like,
and that's how it happened.
That's how it happened.
When he was sick.
Yeah. He had had what was essentially his second heart attack. They had all these dates.
Yeah.
Had been rescheduled twice, Steve, because of COVID. This was back in 2021.
Yeah.
So to put their whole, you know, entourage, the team, the road crew, the drivers, the production, the band, everybody, Gary's like, "We got to put everybody to work. Y'all bring in somebody to fill in for me. When I get healthy, I'll come back." And sadly, Steve, that day never came.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know there's a band up in heaven right now, and man, it's a good one. I mean, come on. I mean, he's already been reunited with
the
Ronnie,
whole band, right? Hey man, the whole band is there now. Artemus wasn't in Skynyrd until the third.
I didn't know that. I thought he was original. Okay.
And thank goodness Artemus is still,
yeah,
he's alive and well. But yeah, man, he's up there with Alan Collins and Ronnie Van Zant and Ed King and Bob Burns and Leon Wilkinson and Billy Powell. Heaven has the most.
Yeah.
I'll watch my adjectives right now because I know this is PG.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
let's just say it's the best band they could have ever.
Ooh, there's no. Yeah, yeah. I know, man. I tell you, talking about the lead guitar player right now with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Damon Johnson, Brother Kane, his band hits big, huge hits. They were number one on the rock charts. Yes, Stevie Nicks, Carlos Santana, the likes have recorded his songs, been on the road, toured, played on records with Alice Cooper. The list goes on and on. He's doing his thing right now. We have reunited right in front of you, a Mississippi man, Alabama man. We were Mississippi boys and Alabama boys back then. Can you believe it?
Yes, we were.
Superior Catfish, check it out. SuperiorCatfish.com. Homegrown in Macon, Mississippi. Why would you get it from anywhere else? And visit Mississippi.org for celebrating music. You know how I feel about that. Amen. We'll be right back.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Helium Corporation.
I'm standing over this little old town called America. On precious stone, dangling off.
shoulder, wide-eyed, and it's time to go down.
Two, one.
I'm gonna fly on my own.
Just a wee bit of a segment left from my old pal Damon Johnson. It's funny how you can reunite with somebody that you haven't seen. I'm seeing him right now. You guys can't see him, but I can see him. I haven't seen him. Looks the same. Got a little more facial hair.
No. Well, listen, man. I'm so thrilled about being a part of Monday After the Masters. I've heard about that event, man, for 25 years. And lo and behold, I got an invite this year. And Mark Bryan, the guitar player from Hootie, he emailed me. He goes, "Hey, man, let's play. The boys are back in town at the jam." So to play that. To play and sing that song with that band, Mark
Guess
and I.
Guess who just got back today? Hey, yeah. Let me tell you, Mark, man, he is the best. He's like I feel like I've done probably 50 events with him. And we've been on the islands together playing volleyball. I mean, we've done all this stuff together. And I'm telling you, he's a child. When it comes to picking up, when he picks his guitar up, I feel like he's in this candy store. He gets wide-eyed. When he looks at a stage, we've had him in the Delta a bunch, and we go to a little blues joint, and he's looking at the guys playing. He's kind of looking around. All of a sudden, I look away, and he's up on stage. He can't help himself. He can't help him. He's a guitar player, man.
Hey,
that's what he is.
You know who else? Hey, Steve, you know who is just like that? Mark Matega.
Oh, yeah.
Sparky. Dude, when we've got a night off, Sparky is hitting the street, and he's looking for some band to sit in with.
That's crazy.
Like, it is his life, man. I love that story about Mark Bryan. That's amazing.
He's a sweetheart, man.
Listen, man, I've never met the Hootie guys. After all my years being from the South, dude, Brother Kane.
That's
was on
impossible.
The books. No, it's crazy. If your band has got a little action going, you know, Brother Kane was a little heavier than
sure,
Hootie,
sure,
so
sure,
it's not,
sure.
It's not like we wound up on the same, you know, festivals or.
Yeah, but but when you meet them, you're one of y'all. We all are similar in the regard that, you know, what somebody said a long time ago, they said, what makes you guys different? And they answered this question. We're normal. And I love that because I feel like there's some normalcy to us. You know, I think it could be sports. We're all big into sports. We all grew up loving sports. We're still sports fans. And you think golf brings that all together.
Yeah.
And Mark, wait until you play with Sony and Dean. I mean, Sony back there is just pounding it, man. I mean, like, these guys are such great guys. They're so gracious. And I'm in awe of them. I'm in awe of who they are as people. You know, and that goes. But anyway, I love the fact that. But I can't believe you guys hadn't met. I cracked up when that was you. When I said, "Yeah, I don't know why." I usually don't look at the list.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I really wasn't looking for names. Your name was like in lights. I said, "What is Damon Johnson? Is there another Damon Johnson in the world? Could there be another Damon Johnson? No, there's got to be another one. And I wonder if he's a comedian or an actor. It can't be the guitar god, Damon Johnson." And then there you were. I mean, this is
Steve,
insane.
Steve, dude, this is such a blessing to reconnect with you, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Man. I feel the same way, buddy. I love it. Well, we'll do this again because I want to talk to you about Gary and that whole situation. I want to talk about what's going on with you musically, and we just haven't delved into anything because we had to reunite, and that's the beauty of this show. We're having a little front porch conversation.
I love it, buddy. Listen, I love you, man. This is so great.
You too,
to thank you for having me on. Give my best to your family.
You too, buddy.
I'm gonna see you in a few weeks.
Yeah,
and let's get a cup of coffee and. You know what? I'm not going to be able to play in the tournament, actually, man, because Skinner's in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Sunday night. But the event was so kind, man. They're going to fly me into Myrtle Beach.
To do the jam.
I'm going to come out, hit a few golf balls, I think, and hang out. But I'll be there for the
maybe
jam.
I'll talk to them. Maybe you come out and just join our team if something. We'll just have some fun.
Oh, that'd be great.
I talk to them. Yeah. Well, I got a great group of guys. You'll love them.
Do that, Steve.
I'll do it. I'll reach out to Paul today.
If nothing else, I'll just come and hang out, and we'll have some laughs. That'd be awesome.
I love it. I'm awful now. I gave up practicing. When you gave up practicing golf, it just doesn't matter.
Steve,
it's just not good anymore.
Brother, I've never been any good. God bless Alice Cooper, dude. He was so patient with me. I'd be spraying that thing all over the nicest golf courses in the world, dude. We played golf in Russia, for goodness sake, man. He never lost his cool. He's like, Damon, you're doing it, man. Keep working, buddy.
He needed somebody to take the course. I just love that. That's crazy. All right. Well, look, we'll catch up. And the key is always having great partners. I figured that out a long time ago. That way, kick back and relax. All right, folks, Damon Johnson, he's out with Lynyrd Skynyrd right now. He has got the guitar in his hand next to Sparky, Mark Mateka. That's not even fair. I met him with him and Eddie Joe Shaver. And now he's with Mark Mateka. That's a bookend of guitar gods. And I feel like I'm going through the uprights right now in time. Life's time. From all those years. How many years? 1990 to 1989 to now? I can't count. I'm just saying those uprights are wide of time.
It's 35 years, but it feels
a little bitty now because we've gotten back together.
It does.
SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. Visit Mississippi.org. Oh, yeah, there's a road trip that awaits. And we won't mind you crossing into Alabama because there's a lot of cool stuff there. My pal, born and raised in Alabama, Damon Johnson. We're out of here.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.